Intermix, Voices of Humanity, Social Media, May 2013. This podcast episode prepared by Roger Eaton, President of Collective Communications Incorporated, a California nonprofit which has been funding Intermix Voices of Humanity's development. This podcast is being delivered by Joseph Simpson. The Voices of Humanity Social Media, aka Intermix, or sometimes VOH, is meant to remake the way humanity sees itself, giving us an all-inclusive global consciousness that has gender equality built in. The Voices of Humanity is more than technology. It is also a highly ambitious project. The idea is to empower our common humanity while respecting our differences. Yes, we love our nation and religion and won't give them up. But so too, we see that we are all one human family. The Voices of Humanity technology gives participating groups a collective voice online. A VOH group elects messages to represent its views instead of electing a spokesperson. Members of a group write candid messages, then trade them around to be discussed and voted on. The most highly rated candidates are automatically tweeted and posted to Facebook as the voice of the group. There is more to it, though. VOH Social Media recombines participants across group lines into six voices of humanity: women, men, youth, middle age, which we call the voice of experience, seniors, the voice of wisdom, and the voice of humanity as one, the gender and ages of humanity plus all of us together. It's worth noting that Intermix is a free open source software available at GitHub, and that funding fairly minimal so far, with a few $10,000 put into this latest version. It's via the California nonprofit Collective Communications Incorporated, which has its own 501c3 application pending with the IRS. The big picture within which the Voices of Humanity social media is being developed is that we are no longer in a win-lose world, if we ever were. Now, we all win or we all lose. This is the situation of the human race as we head rapidly toward a population peak. The earth is round. That is a big fact. Only so many of us can fit. After 10,000 years of amazing growth in numbers, we are entering a transition phase, leading to a period of declining numbers. Slowly declining, we hope, to get through this transition without blowing up the world or devastating it by crossing nature's boundaries. We must transcend our national identity and develop a heartfelt sense of human unity. This is a hugely important point, so let me say it again slowly. To get through this transition to a period of slowly declining population without blowing up the world or devastating it by crossing nature's boundaries, we must transcend our national identity and develop a heartfelt sense of human unity. Necessity has become our ally in the long-held human dream of peace on earth. The VOH social media is designed to capture the national and religious identity in a system that is capped by the Voices of Humanity as one. We do love our nation and religion and won't give them up. So we need to be thinking of how we can motivate the nation and religion to be willing partners in the global effort that is required starting yesterday. The six voices of humanity are the key outcome of the Intermix VOH technology. These six collective voices have the potential to create the global consciousness that we must have as a foundation of a sustainable civilization. At the global level, messages from these six voices will be extremely likable in a Facebook sense, but more than that, they will also be important because so many people from all over the world will read them. Because love and wit are what everyone appreciates, we can expect the six voices of humanity to be consistently kind and intelligent. Narrow-minded and hateful messages will always draw a large negative vote from one segment or another, and so can never be selected to represent humanity on a global level. The ever-wise and gentle humor of voices of humanity will redefine the other and build that heartfelt sense of human unity that we need. We can even hope to deliver a solidarity shock as participants realize one by one that the human race male and female, and of all ages, is on their side. Working in our favor, there is a natural alliance between individuals and humanity against the excesses of the nations and religion. As individuals, we support humanity so we can end war and torture and poverty and find a way to live in harmony with the natural systems of the earth. In return, humanity, which after all is us, cherishes and protects each of us as free individuals whose potential is to be nurtured, not cut short. Consider the Heartliner's dilemma when deciding whether to participate in a Voice of Humanity discussion. If no, they lose all influence within the discussion. If yes, then they are legitimizing the notion that we share a common humanity. At first, the Heartliners and Hawks will shun the BOH social media, and that will create a safe environment for the Doves to get things started. The moderates will join in, and best case, eventually, the Heartliners also, or they will be sidelined. What we have to offer the nation and religion is a voice of their own, a voice of China, a voice of Brazil, of Kenya, and let's not forget Bhutan. For Europe, a much stronger sense of belonging, for Islam, the Yoma, and for America, a sense of unity, and so forth. So that's the big picture. Zooming in, we find the Intermix VO8 software is about to go into beta testing. Our beta test will be a reality check for the Voices of Humanity. For the beta test, an online Voice of Humanity steering committee, open to the public, will use the technology to provide bottoms-up collective advice. If the Intermix Voices of Humanity social media is to be a great global success, what should our top priority be? That would be the question for the online steering committee. Roger Eaton, Chief VOH Architect and President of Collective Communication Incorporated, the California nonprofit which is funding the project, has promised, within reason, to follow whatever advice the online committee offers as best he can and report back regularly. A demonstration that the new social media can produce good bottoms-up advice will be a big plus going forward. A slight digression is in order here to bring listeners up to date with the latest cutting-edge VOH design element, the collective train of thought. The notion is to enable a VOH discussion to imitate the way a person thinks. Now, this may be fanciful and not the way a person really thinks, but it would seem that deliberate thought involves first setting on a theme and then opening up the mind to possibilities, and of those possibilities that present themselves, selecting the most promising for future reflection. This process continues until we put the whole thing on the shelf for the time being, or else we reach a satisfactory conclusion. Presuming the beta test goes well and the VOH steering committee comes up with good advice, then the next step will be to set the steering committee and other participating groups to thinking about the larger Voices of Humanity project using the train of thought procedure within a VOH project discussion. It will work this way. First, the participants in a VOH project discussion will collectively choose a particular topic. Then in succeeding rounds, the VOH project participant will elect messages, one from each of the Voices of Humanity. Of the five messages representing the gender and ages of humanity, that one which is rated most highly overall will become the topic of the next round and will automatically be entered into the discussion again. If the same message is selected twice in a row, the train of thought will be deemed to have reached a conclusion, and a discussion member will choose a new topic to continue with. All conclusion will be considered as significant advice for the active VOH development team, and any and all action based on the conclusion will be tracked and made available to the larger VOH community. The ideal of giving a bottoms-up collective voice to a group is a fertile one. Groups can be defined, combined, and divided into various ways, so the possibility really opens up. Groups can join in discussion where the common humanity of a group also has its voice. Individuals can converse with groups. We can give plants and animals a voice for each species, and perhaps a voice of Gaia herself. Where would a conversation between the women and men collectively on a planetary scale go? Assuming the VOH steering committee is okay with the plan, the Intermix Voices of Humanity social media will be launched in the summer of 2013 with the election of two messages to the executive director of the UN's women, whoever that will be. We had hoped that Michelle Bachelet would be in that position, but alas for us, and luckily for Chile, she is returning home to run for president again there. Whether we receive a reply from the new executive director or not is a question. Probably not on our first attempt, but we just may be able to arouse some interest within the UN's women's office in New York. The fact that the VOH technology has gender equality built in at the structural level should make it stand out, and the quality of the messages we elect to send will make an impression. At the national and global level, people are very interested in new social media projects. Beyond the UN's women's launch of the VOH social media, there are a number of possibilities, some of them quite curious. High on the list of curiosity scale is the plant and animal panda project, which we enlist students at the high school level and college level from around the world to select the species, learn about it, and become a member of the group to represent that species and give it a voice. It needs money, of course, but it's a very attractive idea. On Earth Day, there will be a simultaneous plant and animal parade in cities all over the world where students dress up as their chosen species. On that day too, we will elect a global message to represent life on Earth. On a very serious side, once the new social media is well proved, we can think of hosting a Middle East dialogue with two parts working together. First, a political dialogue between Israelis and the Palestinians, with the common voices of humanity representing the two nations as one. And simultaneously, an interreligious group dialogue with input from around the world. To comment on the progress of the political dialogue, there are more examples on how we might use the VOH technology in an innovative way on the intermix.org website. It's not going to be easy, but expense is not the obstacle. Amazingly, a credible Voices of Humanity network can be put together for a few millions of dollars. The obstacle is that all interest is local, and we're talking about building a global network from the bottom up, so the well-known network effect comes into play in a big way. Network, such as we're working to create here, are only valuable to each participant when there are already large numbers taking part. The minimum number of participants to achieve takeoff is called the critical mass. And when we're talking about a global network such as is envisioned in the sending a message to the executive director of the UN's Women VOH launch, critical mass would seem to be very large and difficult to achieve. To get around this critical mass problem, the Intermix VOH technology is targeting the millions of small organizations that make up the global civic society. Groups, not individuals, are the fundamental constituents of the VOH network that is being aimed at. Individuals always participate as members of one group or another. Instead of directly enlisting individuals, the VOH strategy is to make itself useful at the small group level. Even before the summer 2013 launch, the software will be capable as a list server and as a way of breaking out subgroups for communication between organization committees. The San Francisco chapter of the United Nations Association will be the first organization to give it a try. There is an initiative we could develop called Make Your Gift Work Twice, which could help hugely in recruiting groups for the larger VOH network. The notion is to raise money from the VOH network participants, which would then be distributed back to the VOH user according to their level of activity. This money would not be for the network user themselves, but rather for the participant to redirect to their favorite network organization. The gift works twice, first by incentivizing participation and then by financing civic groups in the target network. This could succeed and be the key to VOH takeoff, but it needs to be implemented carefully and almost certainly needs foundation or crowdsource money to prime the pump. Once the money cycle gets going, organizations will want to join in to increase their own funding, and they will want their members to participate for the same reason. One more thing, the jealousy problem. If it can just reach takeoff, we can envision the VOH technology underpinning civil society coordination, fostering unity of purpose at every level, from local to global, but to bring together the women's groups, the youth groups, NGOs, interfaith groups, and the sustainability groups, peace groups, and so forth, we have to overcome the jealousy problem. More than one network is aiming to become the umbrella of umbrellas. The Voices of Humanity technology solves the jealousy problem in three ways. First, the VOH software does not belong to anyone. It is free open source software. Its development will be in the hands of the very network that it creates, where everyone has a voice and a stake. Second, the VOH network will be peer-to-peer, meaning each organization can run its own instance on its own web server, with all the instances hooking up all over the web. Therefore, no one will own the VOH network either. Third, and critically, Intermix will implement a bottoms-up hierarchy where each group and network finds its own position, a comfortable spot that makes sense to the group. No one tells a group where to position itself. If 1,000 groups want to be at the top, they all can occupy that number one spot simultaneously. They just have to be able to provide the web server power to handle it. So that's a good introduction. There is a lot more. You can find it all at intermix.org, where you can link to check out the new Voices of Humanity social media. VOH steering committee members are wanted, so please do join us. We will be setting up our own subcommittees over the next few months and would love to have your participation. Thank you.